Step 10. Leverage others. This last step is all about bringing the other 9 steps together and then using leverage to catapult your real estate job into a real estate business. Hopefully everyone listening understands the power of leverage, but just in case, I am referring to using other people's time and efforts in a fair and equitable way to grow your income, reduce stress, and take back more time to spend with your family and hobbies. And if you say that real estate is your hobby, then you are either new or you're just sick. Really, really sick. The best way to leverage other agents is to build a team. Having a team allows you to continue to produce income regardless of how involved you are. More importantly, your income potential is significantly greater when you have more like-minded people helping you. In the Bible, Ecclesiastes 4:12 tells us, "Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, but a cord of 3 strands is not quickly broken." I don't mean to get all philosophical on you, but there is power and wisdom in these words. A good friend of mine once said that if you don't have a team, then you don't own a business. You have a job. What he means is that without a team, you're left vulnerable. If you get sick or hurt, your income stops. If you go on vacation, so does your income. A team, on the other hand, allows you to continue to produce income regardless of how involved you are. Before you can build a team, there are a few things you need to know. Building a team takes time, and you have to build up your own business first. Teams mean people. Dealing with different personalities can be tough. In fact, it can downright suck. With that said, you might want to consider using a personality profile test, also known as a DISC profile, to help identify agents with the right personality fit for your team. And of course, running a team is not for everyone, and that's okay. There's a first step here that we want to take before bringing on your first agent. The first step is hiring a virtual assistant, or two, which we discussed in step 6. As your business grows, so do the demands on your time. There are many different tasks that make up your week, from marketing to prospecting, flyer creation to babysitting an open house, showing homes to attend the closing, and everything in between. The question becomes, how much is your time worth? Let's do the math. If you close a $300,000 home and earn a $9,000 commission, and that transaction took you 30 hours from start to finish, then you earned $300 per hour. Heck, let's cut that in half and say it was a $150,000 home and your commission was $4,500. You still earned $150 per hour. Your hourly rate will change with each transaction, but you get the point. If you earn $150 per hour and can delegate some of your work for $15 or $20 per hour, then isn't it worth it? Now, if you waste that time savings, then no, it isn't worth it. But what if you could reinvest that time into prospecting and in doing so, win another client? Think about it another way. For every hour of work you delegate to someone else, your financial return on your time investment goes up several 100%. It's vital to delegate the tasks that do not require your attention so you can focus on the tasks that make you money. Imagine a typical buyer transaction is broken down into 3 main categories: the relationship, the showings, and the transaction. The transaction piece easily accounts for 1/3 of the time spent, and yet this area can be delegated to a transaction manager, which will cost anywhere between $250 and $400. That's only around 5% of the total commission, and yet accounts for over 30% of the time. That's a pretty incredible return on your investment. Are you a marketing or graphic design guru? Not many agents are, and yet we all know how important our professional image is. Why not delegate that work to a virtual assistant who specializes in this area? If you invest in a virtual assistant for 20 hours a month at even $20 per hour, that's only $4,800 per year. Sounds like a lot at first, but their 20 hours per month is more like you spending 50 hours per month. How much more business could you generate if you spent that 50 hours per month in prospecting activities? If you can save that 20 hours you're paying a virtual assistant and reinvest that time back into calling on and meeting with prospects and your sphere, how many more closings could you generate in a year? I know I am beating a dead horse here, so I will leave it at this. Hiring a virtual assistant is step number one in building your team and taking your business to the next level. The next step is building a team of agents around the solid real estate business you have now built for yourself. So, let's talk about that in greater detail. To attract other agents to join your team, you have to offer something of value. You really only have two options here, and of course, a hybrid between the two. The first option is to build a team around training. The problem with this is that once the agents feel like they've learned everything there is to learn from you, they're gone. Your team becomes a revolving door. I have seen a few agents master this model, but they are the rare exception. Maybe you're okay with a revolving door, and you're just happy to help others achieve success. And if that's you, then God bless you for your servant's heart. We need more people like you. The other option is to build a team around leads. There are a lot of great agents out there who, if given a lead, can close it all day long, but just struggle with generating the leads for themselves. Leads are like drugs. Once you've got them hooked, it's hard for them to leave. As we discussed in step 9, the leads could come from a solid listing business that generates buyer leads through sign calls and open houses. Another option would be the ability to generate listings and buyer leads for your team through print and online marketing, which we also touched on. For me to truly teach you about team building, it would require a whole book dedicated to the subject, so I won't go into too much depth here. I just want to point out that building a team is a goal worth pursuing as you grow your business. What I do want to add here are some areas to consider as you build your team. First, don't feel like you have to give your team members a large split of 80% or even 60%. Giving your agents large splits sounds nice on the surface, but it is a surefire way to go out of business or see your team fail. How can you run the business, pay for marketing, etc., on only 20% and still take money home to your family? You can't. Even giving a team member 60% is hard on your bottom line. Most team members have no idea what goes into running a team and assume you are pocketing the full 40%. If you struggle with that, then be transparent and let them see the books. Why bother owning a team if you're going to work harder and make less money? The second area I see team leaders make a mistake is giving their team members a different split for their personal business versus team leads. I know it sounds like it makes sense because that agent brought the deal, but it's bad business, and here's why. When they get a higher split on their personal business, then their personal business will take priority over your leads. When that happens, the conversion rate on your leads will go down, and your acquisition costs go up. As they close more and more of their own business, and less of yours, then they start to question why they are on your team, and start to feel like you're taking advantage of them. There's nothing unhealthier for a team than distrust and discontent. The strongest teams are the one where each team member has their area of expertise, and you, the team leader, has taken the menial tasks off their plates so they can focus on what they do best. Your buyer's agents should not be handling transactions. They should be talking to prospects, setting appointments, and showing homes. Your listing agents should not have to worry about putting the sign in the yard, scheduling the photo session, or managing the transaction. They too should be talking to prospects, setting listing appointments, and negotiating the best price for your clients. If all your team members have to do is what they love, and a paid admin or virtual assistant can handle the tasks they hate, plus you are feeding them leads and making them feel they are part of something greater than themselves, then you will have a powerful team. And a successful real estate business indeed.